Entraînement aux épreuves communes. Épreuve 1. Compréhension de l'oral. Page 33.
Millions of kids are spending some of their summer at sleepaway camps. That means cabins, canoes, mosquitoes, but no cell phones. The American Camp Association says that 9 out of 10 of its camps ban electronics. This makes summer camp one of those increasingly rare places, a tech-free zone. NPR's Anya Kamenetz visited a camp in upstate New York to see how that's working out. She found many of the children grow to appreciate being unplugged, but some of the parents have a really hard time with it.
80 miles north of New York City, in a blue dining hall next to a lake, it's time for song session. This is Camp Echo, established in 1924. And just like in the old days, the focus here is on talent shows, swimming, letting lots of energy out.
We're losing our voice.
But not technology.
It's a chance for our children to put down our phones, let go of technology, learn to make eye contact, have conversations, and make real relationships.
That's Jeff Graybaugh, the camp director.
The side-by-side play dates where they're texting each other, that doesn't happen here.
Campers as young as 9 tell us they have phones at home.
I do have a phone. I miss it.
I miss Snapchat.
Instagram?
I lost all of my streaks. It's so sad.
Snapchat, Instagram, Musical.ly.